quarterback A and C. We're talking about the Coke found in the West Wing of the White House. I think this is a little odd. It was supposedly found where tourists could access. Were tourists doing coke in the West Wing?
Well, that just makes me think that someone just littered their bags of coke in there.
They were just so high and they just left it there or something?
No, they just moved.
A diabolical move?
Yeah.
To try to incriminate the White House?
Or? Yeah, the president or whatever.
Because, see, I would have thought, personally, from me, because of all of the heat that Hunter Biden has taken, that... might have been his bag in the West Wing, and he was the one partying after hours.
Who knows? Maybe.
I don't know. I just kind of felt like Hunter was in there partying after hours.
I'm the president's son.
Yeah, and he was so high, he just left that bag there, and then they skedaddled onto it. Their rendezvous at Camp David for 4th of July, and Hunter's like, at Camp David, he's like, dang, dude, I left my coke in the West Wing, man. It was a bad 4th of July for the whole family, because Joe was probably like, hey, but Hunter, do you got that stuff, that good stuff you're telling me you got? And he's like, dad, dude, I left it in the West Wing, dude, West Wing wiener heads. Needless to say, it was probably a pretty lame time at Camp David for the Bidens. If that's really what even happened, we don't really know. Uh-huh. All we know is it is the White House. So.
It's white.
I would think that in the White House, you can get some good white power substances. Potentially, I don't know, maybe not. Depends on the administration there at the time.
Maybe that's where the best white comes from. We don't know.
It just shows up there, just out of nowhere, just like appears, just like for tourists. You know, like. Smart tourists see it there. It's like, hey, dude, like, it's coke, dude. Like, it's bump, baby. Taking the sights a little bit more in a, like, exalted state of mind, maybe. I don't know. I've still got my money on him. It was Hunter. He's just always up to no good, that guy. So. I don't know. I just think that this is something that needs to be brought to light. It's kind of funny. Kind of odd.
Oh.
I mean, it could have been anthrax, right?
Yes.
Gotta have that stuff tested.
Uh-huh. Have you coke tested for anthrax?
Now you gotta have it tested for fentanyl, too. See if it's cut with fentanyl. You never know, man. All those, like, hard drugs and stuff, you just never know now, man.
You need a drug test before you do the drugs.
I know, you need to, like, break it all down and then test it and then recreate it, bring it back to life, and do it.
I don't know. You also wonder, like, how much truth there is to even a statement like that, or is the media got nothing, so they make something stupid up like that?
Yeah.
Because it's not like a shooting or anything. I mean, it's... Where it's just like you got a crime scene, you got photos of the people involved, you got all that stuff that's like all bears witness to something happened that we're bringing to light. But this is could be some random stuff, you know, like really don't even know. They just want some kind of funny story. Maybe like you're saying, like make the president look bad. You know, like that's another kind of like bad kind of look for the White House, people involved with the White House, connected to the White House. I mean, either way you look at it, it's just not positive. Has there ever been, like, drugs found in the White House before? I guarantee you there's been drugs in the White House. That's made its way in there. There has to have been. I mean, come on now, dude. Let's be honest. There's been some drugs that have made their way into the White House. I definitely guarantee you under the Barack Obama administration there probably was.
Maybe some coke.
You mean to tell me that, like, Barack...
But no weed.
Barack Obama did no drugs all throughout his 8 years of presidency in the White House. Bullshit, dude. The guy who was a cokehead and a homosexual and turned tricks for coke probably... You know, like
Obama.
Yeah, dude, he's like a.
Who said this?
Oh yeah, it's like Obama was gay, and he was. That's why he was also so much for like gay rights while during his administration, because he was like gay, and was a cokehead. Back in those days. So it's just like probably turned tricks for coke too.
Probably. I'm saying,
yeah. Probably. Gay tricks. Suck dick for coke probably. A president of the United States. Half breed.
I just don't see that tanky holding if some guy was like. Obama sucked wacky.
The fact of the matter is that if somebody who was a coked out homosexual deserved to be the president of a great nation like the USA. I think that's a fucking black eye on fucking America, man. For fucking Christ's sake.
Yeah. Indeed.
Gosh damn it.
Indeed.
And now, we have Joe Biden fucking in the White House, Barack Obama's butt buddy, and Hunter Biden, his fucking son, he's probably a fag, too, leaving coke in the West Wing, man.
Whoa.
What's going on here? It's Obama, it's the whole, that whole lifestyle is still part of the White House.
My thing is, if you guys don't find the Lord at whatever age, then you grow up to be a fag.
I don't know.
If you're not a Christian.
In this day and age, it sure seems
by good. God, or else. Or else your ass. Pays for it.
Good, very well. Good, very well, man. Obama seemed to do pretty good. That's all I'm saying.
What's he doing?
Well, he got to become president, is what I'm saying. He was a fag.
Oh.
A communist fag. Cokehead. Communist fag cokehead.
And that's why these people want to do business with us. Because they know he's fucking.
They support the communist fag cokeheads.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yes, it's part of the way society and culture works. Fortunately, I'm a little bit country. South Park episode, there's the divide of people, you know. Some people are country, some people are rock and roll, protest, some people are pro-war. It's what's out there, you know.
So you gotta know. Gotta know. Do you know the anime? You know the anime. Green Day.
As anarchists, we look at the enemy as both sides. Because both sides are fighting a war neither one can win.
Both sides.
Or at least one side once is going to use any sort of means possible to win.
They're fighting the neutral, which is both sides.
Both sides just trying to do what they can.
It's like both sides fighting against each other.
That's all it is. That's all it is. And one group has...
Not even a cross fight.
Yeah?
Just themselves.
Is it really a fight, or is it just a battle for ego, though? For one's ego to get stroked over the other's.
What? In my opinion, ego doesn't even play a factor if you're a true Christian.
Well, yeah, because you're...
Because there is no ego.
Yeah.
If you're a true Christian.
Well, there shouldn't be, and that's what you call humble. It's called being humble before the Lord.
Oh, yeah, boy. Yeah.
Blameless. Blameless before the Lord. You know, it's like, I don't have any, like, harsh feelings towards anybody. Like, I forgive people who have done me dirty. This is a clean slate every day. You're just working with a clean slate. You wake up to a clean slate, you're trying to just keep the commandments and bear the testimony of Jesus every day. Every day is like a new game in the new level in the video game.
Every day.
Yeah, every day. And every day is going to have its blessings and its curses, you know?
Every fucking day.
Yeah, so we're just trying to roll with the punches. And yeah, but you're right. It's just, the ego is the lover of self. And that is like a powerful drug. The love of oneself is a drug in itself. People get off on loving themselves.
And all the
things that entail that.
I want to get dopamine from loving yourself.
It very well could stimulate dopamine in the brain. Never know. Could give you a sense of high for you.
Yeah.
And that's why people love themselves. Everything's a drug. Really. I mean, people get addicted to video games. People get addicted to themselves. They can get addicted to drugs. They can get addicted to sex. They can get addicted to TV. They can get addicted to eating a lot of food. That's why I got the commandments, I believe, is because they're trying to keep us in balance. There's a lot of people that want to live out of balance. They want to live crazy lifestyles, you know? Like,
they did the butt cheeks.
Addicted to butt cheeks? Very well could be. There's some nice butt cheeks out there. I don't blame them. I don't blame you for being addicted to the butt cheeks. Do you blame me? Do you blame me for being addicted to the butt cheeks? Everybody's gonna be saying no, no, no. This episode is sponsored by Michelob Ultra Infusions.
Lime.
Lime and prickly pear infused pear cactuses. Something of that nature.
Something to that delicious nature.
Something to that effect. A superior light beer for your pleasures.